Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And we're going to talk about the quarterbacks today, which, how do we draw the short end of the stick on this one? Not a whole lot of interest, I guess, from a Patriots perspective. But obviously, they did feel this was an area of need to address last year, drafting Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, to learn under Brady. But all in all, not a huge area of focus.
Bryce Petty out of Baylor is 6'3" and 230 pounds. A projected third-round prospect, Petty is a two-time All-American who led his team to two conference championships, but many have their concerns about him as an NFL QB. He has all you need as an athlete, plays aggressively, doesn't hesitate to run, and times his throws well. But his lack of versatility in Baylor's offense is concerning for some. Blake Sims out of Alabama is projected to be an undrafted free agent. However, he's an agile and mobile quarterback for someone his size. He is poised and patient and can escape pressure without being rattled mentally. However, he gets criticized for his smaller size, but that never seemed to harm Russell Wilson in this league. He has a lot of upside and a lot to offer.
From this year's draft class, the biggest takeaway, a lot of guys who could literally be running backs, a lot of guys who like to run, not afraid to run, aggressive, and maybe on the shorter side. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's not a very good quarterback class. There are very few blue chippers, if any, and I don't think there are going to be a lot of quarterbacks in this draft that come out where you say, oh, he's a fourth-round pick, and he ends up starting down the road. You're right, I think there are a lot of athletes. Now, we've seen more offenses in the league that are going to some read option and some athleticism,
right.
But on some level, you still need to have the height and the ability to throw the football down the field, and there just aren't a lot of those guys in this draft.
Let's settle the debate right now. Who's the number one quarterback, Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota? Who do you like better?
I would be scared to death to draft Jameis Winston because of obviously the off-field issues, but to me, he is by far the best quarterback in this draft. I don't know if he'll be a star, I don't know what he'll be, but he's the only guy that I think he's an NFL talent, NFL arm, NFL head.
Certainly a lot of hype around him this year, but let's talk about some of the guys that, you know, not necessarily the Patriots are interested in, but just some guys who stand out to you, maybe like the lower end of the draft kind of guys.
Well, Brandon Bridge out of South Alabama is a really
interesting
guy. And
yeah.
He's got an interesting story. He's Canadian. He only really has 1 year playing. He's one of probably only 4 or 5 6-foot-4 quarterbacks that are going to get drafted this year. Has a decent arm, but it's a project. It's a sixth or a seventh round pick. You know, the reads and everything that he'll have to experience in NFL offense. You know, he would have to learn that along the way. And if the Patriots were at all to draft somebody, obviously it would be that kind of guy a year after taking Garoppolo in the second round. But so many of these guys are projections now.
Absolutely. So that does it for the quarterback segment of the draft preview series. That'll do it for Andy and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.